The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, over the 4th of July, the Sound of Freedom was released. And many of you have heard that it actually took the ratings at the box office, Raiders of the Lost Ark, final chapter. Dear God, there's got to be a final chapter to that Raiders of the Lost Ark series. It beat them hip and thigh. And I would recommend, I haven't seen it, I've heard reports from friends that it was a fantastic movie. It's factual. It's not hyperbole. It is based on truth, reality. Human trafficking. Human trafficking also equates to human sacrifice. This is what is the truth. With all human trafficking, yes, you're going to have a workforce, but you're also going to have a field from which to draw sacrifices from. And generally, it's the young children that are preferred. Not always. Now, The Sound of Freedom, this is not a plug for that so much as I'm leading to a chapter in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, is talking about America. The whole chapter talks about the United States of America. It was in a hidden, sealed way in which God presented this. It would be sealed until the time in which we live in, until the time in which we live. And we live in America. We live in Babylon the Great. The verse that is the most vital verse for my thought with this matter of the Sound of Freedom, human trafficking, slaves, sacrifice, children, women, men. Verse 13. I'm going to back up just to verse 12, in the way that John presented this chapter and these verses, chapter 12 and verse 12 and verse 13, there's a sequence. Sequence is gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, dyes, purple, silk, scarlet, all kinds of rare woods, ivory, vessels of precious wood, brass, iron, marble, spices, cinnamon, and different fragrances, ointments, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, beasts and sheep, horses, and chariots, which would be, in our modern terminology, our understanding would be vehicles. Vehicles. This is the order of significance in Babylon the Great. Gold is the most at the top of the list, and vehicles are toward the bottom. Not the bottom, but right at the bottom. You buy a car, 60 grand, walk off, drive off the lot, you've lost 10%, maybe more than that, 15%. You go from 60,000 down to 52,000. Now, Christ, when he died on the cross, he didn't die for gold, silver, pearls. He died for mankind. The least important items in an end-time nation, Babylon the Great, the least important slaves, and souls of men. Slaves and souls of men. And Christ came, and at the top of his list, it was souls, then the body, and then everything in reverse order. And at the end of that list, gold. But Babylon, we have it reversed. In this country, gold, or what is valuable, reverse order. Now, the Bible talks about gold. It's a matter of, it is a, for mankind, Christ said that we are to occupy, we are to live, we are to work, we have duties. You can't take care of duties without finances. So you have to have commerce, you have to have what is valuable, which is metals. So in a sense, he's not saying that metals are not important. He's just saying that we have to make sure we have the correct order. Souls of men are eternal. Your body is only temporal. Your body's going to be good for 50, 80 years. But your soul is eternal. And this movie, Sound of Freedom, is talking about the slaves, mankind as merchandise. And in the, throughout the Bible, it talks about how cultures to all time, all through all of time, cultures have sacrificed the people in their countries to the devil. So I would recommend you probably, and when I can, I'm going to go see this movie. I want to see what it's all about, because I know what the Bible says about slaves and souls of men. I want you to understand what the Bible says. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know?
you feel like you're about to lose your mind? Well, just continue to tune in, and you'll hear things through the grapevine that are important. Israel, I've been talking about Israel for a year and longer. No, 4 years, actually, off and on. And I've been presenting to this audience that Israel, there will come a time when the nations, the terrorists surrounding Israel, are going to attack the nation of Israel. And it's going to be a joint effort from the northwest to the north to the northeast to the east side of Israel down to the south east, all the way around the bottom to the southwest. It's in the Bible. It's in Psalm 83. I'm not telling you something that I know because I have a crystal ball. No, I don't. I study Bible prophecy, and I watch the news. I look at current events, nationally, internationally. I watch what's happening in the Middle East, in Russia, in China, in the global South, Africa, South Africa, South America. I study, I as a pastor, not a pastor, I'm not a pastor. I do pastor, but that's not what I am. That's not my strength. I don't like changing diapers. I don't have the disposition for that, in a sense. I do, as God gives me the grace. But I'm more of a minister and teacher, and I study the prophecies in the Bible. Israel attacks Jenin in biggest West Bank incursion in 20 years. This is at theguardian.com. This was 3 days ago, on Monday. Israel launched major aerial and ground offensive into the occupied West Bank city of Jenin, biggest military operation in Palestinian territory, in the Palestinian territory in years. At least 8 Palestinians killed, 50 injured, 10 seriously, in an attack that began at about 1 a.m. on Monday. I'm going to stop, interject this. I have presented repeatedly that now with the return of Benjamin Netanyahu, this man, this current prime minister, he has the resolve that the United States of America had when we wanted to test our nuclear weapon on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. This man has the resolve to protect Israel and the nation of Israel and the Jewish people at all costs. Whether they like him, whether they dislike him, whether he gets along with them or not, doesn't matter. He's the, what we would call the king, or Israel would term it in the Old Testament, he's the king of Israel presently. It's his responsibility to protect the children of Israel, the Jewish people, the land of Israel. He will do it. America, this administration, knows it. That's why they hate him. This administration hates Benjamin Netanyahu. And part of this administration behind the scenes is Barack Obama. Barack Obama is an enemy of the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. He's an enemy of the Muslim, of Islam, and the Islamic people also. But he will use them for his mean, for his own, as a means to an end. He hates any nation that didn't like his policies during his presidency. Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay, I'm going to continue. So on Monday afternoon, Israeli sources suggested they would need another 24 hours to complete the operation, launching 10 drones on buildings, a brigade of Israeli troops suggesting between 1,000 to 2,000 soldiers, backed by armored bulldozers, snipers, on rooftops. They encountered fire from the Palestinians, streets of Djenan were deserted. This is one thing that happens with the people, the Muslim people in that area. They know ahead of time when there's going to be an attack, and they know what to do. They need to scurry and hide. An explosion echoed around the city, calls for support. The calls to support the fighters rang out from loudspeakers and mosques. White House said that it defended Israel's right to security. It was monitoring the situation in the West Bank closely. Quote, we've seen the reports and are monitoring the situation closely, a White House spokesman stated. We support Israel's security and the right to defend the people against Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and other terrorist groups. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Britain's Prime Minister, called on Israeli military to exercise restraint. They always exercise restraint. This guy's an idiot. Most of the prime ministers of England have been idiots. Or I should say, controlled, directed by outside powers. And the same in this country other than Donald Trump. I know that offends a lot of people, but it's true. While we support Israel's right to self-defense, the protection of the civilians must be prioritized, a spokesman said. And listen, the fact is Israel never goes in. It has no reason to attack civilians. But the terrorists will always surround themselves with civilians. They use them as human shields. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it will continue to be. They use libraries. They hide munitions, weapons in schools, mosques. I guess what I'm saying is, so I don't have to go through the whole article, it's important, is that Israel is continuing to be provoked. Then Israel also had to go into, this was out of the Syrian Arab news agencies. This was 2 days ago, 2 days following. Occupied Jerusalem. Israeli occupation warplanes launched a new aggression against besieged Gaza Strip on Wednesday at dawn. Now, this is the way they phrase it. But Israel will not allow the terrorist groups to build their cache of weapons, rockets, mortars. They won't allow them to assemble. So here you have on the West Bank to the north, on Monday, Israel has to go into the Muslim city of Jenin, which is within Israeli territory. Then Gaza Strip, which is in Israeli territory, they have to go in 2 days ago. They targeted several missiles, the town of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza Strip, and they continued to the operation until it was basically complete. So I guess what I'm saying is that there is a coming war, and the coming war is going to be a unified campaign of the terrorist groups in Lebanon, areas of Syria, Damascus, into the Jordan. King Hussein of Jordan, I can't remember his name. He doesn't want to be involved, if possible. He would prefer not to have to be pushed into battle with Israel, because he knows it's not going to turn out well. The other terrorist groups, they don't care. They don't care what the casualties will be on their side. They don't care. The hatred of these ancient people toward the children of Israel is eternal, almost. But Jordan eventually is going to be part of the the attack or the campaign. Then, possibly Western Saudi Arabia to the south, and definitely the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Israel is very aware of this. They're trying to take out pockets of terrorist groups, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to take, as they get stronger, Israel's strategy is just get rid of them before they get too strong. Iran continues to send weapons. I'm afraid that Russia is probably sending support too. I think China might be also assisting the Arabs. One of the things with the Saudi Arabia working deals, diplomatic agreements with Iran. Iran is going to ask that China support the Arab nations. And we know that at the end of when the Armageddon comes, we know China is going to come to the Middle East. To the Middle East to destroy Russia, to destroy Israel. Israel right now is the strongest she's ever been. She was strong a month ago, 2 months, 6 months. But once Benjamin Netanyahu once again became prime minister, the strategy has changed because Netanyahu knows what is coming. Mossad, other intelligence agencies are aware of all of the chatter surrounding Israel. And they know that when the next campaign takes place, it'll start with the fuse to be lit probably in Lebanon, and the war is going to erupt 360 degrees around Israel. And Israel is going to respond. The United States, I've stated before, is not going to be able to talk to any of the Arab nations or Israel to stop anything. Israel, via Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to completely destroy the terrorist groups, factions. Any group hostile to Israel is going to be eliminated. I was looking at a photo of Bashar Assad's wife. She's a very beautiful woman. She was talking about Russia and the ties that they have with Russia, that Damascus and Syria they have. She and her husband are young. They have beautiful children. When Israel invades, Israel will not destroy these princes of the Arab nations. Will not go in to harm them. I believe Israel will actually go in and just take them captive. And the whole world is going to go absolutely ballistic. How can you take the royals of Saudi governments or of Arab governments?
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
The Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale, now through July 18th. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. Save 25% to 45% off thousands of 3 to 8 year old shade and flowering trees. Choose from honey locust, linden, maple, oak, crab apple, flowering plum, service berry, willow, and more. Also big savings on shrubs and perennials. The Array of Tree Sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
KHNC.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
J. Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look again.
And you know, this is kind of a, this song was popular during the Vietnam War. Many, Vietnam vets, they remember the Doors playing this song. This is the end for the Biden criminal cabal. And we see the gangsters. I'm listening to some of the news concerning how the crack cocaine ended up in the White House. That's why it's called White House. Crack cocaine house. It's white. Well, Hunter was there. And, you know, I don't like that. I like, you know, I'm kind of a private guy. Not a private eye, just a private guy. And I forget here a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, my wife, I don't remember why I had a She had family in town. And so they had, we were having a memorial for my son-in-law who passed away in October of last year. And so they were preparing things for that weekend. And so I had a night. So I went down to the Red Box and I got this stupid video called Cocaine Bear. And I thought, I got to see what this craziness is. So I rented it, and I got a burger, and then fries, and something to drink. I didn't have any popcorn, but I put on Cocaine Bear. And it's a true story about some drug dealers who dropped cocaine into, I think it was the forests of Georgia. I can't remember. I was laughing so hard. And this bear got a hold of some of this cocaine. And it went crazy. It's a true story. And it started killing people. The cocaine bear went nuts. And I don't know how many people died, how many people were injured, but the thing got addicted. It was addicted to cocaine. A bear, a cocaine bear. And I wonder who the... Was this a kind of a prophetic kind of maybe a insight into the cocaine bear of America? Who would that be? And let's say the cocaine bear went to the White House. And let's say that he planned to treat the family. Who knows? I heard that Joe had done some of this stuff too. You know, when we talk about Joe, presently he has dementia. They call it sundowners. He has not only sundowners, but he has sunrisers. And I think I invented that, sunrisers. So when he goes to bed, he doesn't know where he is. And when he wakes up, he doesn't know where he's at. Is that called sunrisers? I'm not making fun of that malady, that problem, because I know we have friends whose father died because of sundowners and others. It's a really a terrible thing. But cocaine bear, this is the end. This country, this is the end of this country. We are watching the gradual destruction, and it seems like the momentum is picking up. It is really, we're a runaway train heading down the railroad track and with no brakes and pulling probably tankers full of chemicals, cocaine. And this has been something in the last seven administrations, actually. The big drug, the drug industry actually began with, in our modern times, in the time of Dick Nixon, when George Bush Sr. became the head of the CIA. And we had, in Vietnam War, we had the Golden Triangle and all the cocaine and heroin and everything coming out of that area. And it was all CIA operation, government operation. This country, the cocaine bear, international cocaine bear. That's all I can think of now is that cocaine bear. It's a red box. I think I'm going to get it again to watch it. A bear that is hooked on cocaine. Boy. But the drug wars, we have been the nation that has profited from drug wars the most. And it's only going to get worse. And we've shifted to some degree from drugs to slaves, to human trafficking. And it's as diabolical as it is, the American people are beginning to wake up to the evil that is done at the highest levels of government. Remember the Franklin cover-up back in the 70s? Boys Town there in Omaha, Nebraska. I said Oklahoma one time. I didn't mean Oklahoma. I meant Oklahoma City. I meant Omaha, Nebraska. And John DeCamp, I knew I'd talk to him, other people that were involved that knew quite a bit about that and what had happened. Trafficking young men, sex slaves to Washington, D.C. And a lot of that happened right here in Colorado, down there at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, from what I'd heard. And presidents would stay down there at the Broadmoor, and the guy that owned it, from what I'd heard, he had video cameras. And the type of evil that took place was just unimaginable. This is back in the 90s, in the late 80s and the 90s. And here today, I was watching a video. Joe Biden, he addresses on the 4th of July, he addresses the American people, and at the end of the time there at the press conference, he looks over to his left, and there is a soldier, I believe a soldier, with his daughter. Joe Biden he beelined it right toward that little girl. You can see it on YouTube. He beelined it toward the little girl. Boy, what craziness. Rick Rodriguez.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing, because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You got your...
Okay. Well, I don't know if my wife is going to... If she didn't know that I watched that movie, I might get in trouble. I don't think so. It's a pretty crazy movie. The Cocaine Bear. My gosh. Cocaine in the White House. I'm going to go back to my thought on, because it's serious, with Israel is being forced to target. They've been targeting in Syria, now they're targeting in Jenin, in the West Bank, terrorists in Gaza Strip. And what's happening is the terrorist groups are you might say, pushing the envelope. Benjamin Netanyahu, when he came back in as the prime minister, I know that this was not accidental. And the Biden White House, it's not the Biden White House, it's just this administration has not yet acknowledged that Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister of Israel. This is a departure from protocol. You always have, whenever these nations get a new president or prime minister, they're always invited and congratulated, and photos are taken for documentation. This is protocol. And there has not been any photos taken. There hasn't been a dinner scheduled. The reason being is because I feel personally that it is Barack Obama that is still running the show. And like I had stated earlier in the second segment, that Barack Obama, if I'm correct, and I believed that he is very anti-Semitic. He's very anti-Christian. He is hostile toward Israel, the Jewish people, and the Christian people. He's just that type of a person. He's even hostile to the Islamic people, to the people of the Arab nations. And we know he's all hostile also toward Russia. But this is why Benjamin Netanyahu has not been invited to the White House. And he won't be. Don't hold your breath. You're going to die. I don't believe he'll ever be invited because they don't recognize him. He is the individual that is messing with American objectives in the Middle East. And we hold Israel to a standard that we don't hold ourselves to. We are a rules-based empire, but we don't hold other nations. We hold other nations to a standard that we don't hold ourselves to. And which reminds me, we had the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. They just finished their online gathering. What do they call that? It was a virtual meeting. I think they're concluding it, but they made it very clear in that time on the 4th of July, India hosted it. They made it clear that these nations are working together to undermine everything that America is doing, to undermine the U.S. dollar, to undermine the U.S. digital, what is it called, the Federal Reserve digital currency. I can't remember the exact term. They have their own currency, which they're going to launch here in August, in about a month. They have their own currency. They have their own digital network that they're using. They're trading with each other using their own currencies. And this is very disturbing to Wall Street. It's disturbing to the European nations and the European nations are being put in a, they're kind of in a catch, because they know that by trading with the multipolar world nations, it gives them freedom from American control, from America's restrictions. And they have to be careful that the United States, that we don't sanction them, the European nations that would go along with the multipolar world nations. They don't want to be sanctioned by the U.S. The sanctions that we imposed on Russia have failed. This is a indicator, more than indicator, to the nations of the world that yes, American sanctions can fail, and if these nations are part of that system, sanctions won't harm these nations like America would hope. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to KHNC listeners. He is giving us great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. For these buy one, get one free offers and a special free shipping program, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC or call 800-948-8229. That's MyPillow.com or 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
So that concludes today's program, and that does it for the week. The movie Sound of Freedom, they were suspecting they were going to try to keep it out of the main theaters, and that was probably the attempt. But I think because of Mel Gibson's in with a lot of people throughout the country, I think that is the Sound of Freedom has been successful. I would think that you probably want to see it. I haven't. I will try to. I can't this weekend, but I'll try to whenever. And if you do see it this weekend, if you haven't seen it, it'll keep it in theaters if there's activity. We want a lot of activity. Also, on Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon every week. I forget to advertise that that's also one of my programs. And then the Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 podcasts for both of the programs are archived on podcast 1360khnc.com, either the Present Truth or the Olive Tree Ministry. There's a war against Christianity. The Christian people believe it. They know it. It's not just a spiritual war. It is also a war of cultures, of nations. There's a war taking place in the spiritual world between the children of the devil and mankind in general and the people of God. And the people of God are aware of it to a degree, but they don't understand that this war that is coming to the Christian people is the war is directed at the Christian people more so than just people in general, because Satan knows that with the true Christian people, Christ lives inside of them, and because of Christ's indwelling these individuals, they have a dynamic that the children of Israel did not have in the Old Testament. We have Christ in us, and we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And Christians, we have the giftings of the Holy Spirit available to us for warfare. And the children of the devil, they are also equipped with spiritual giftings demonically. I hate to talk about what's happening in the White House because it's disturbing, but I do know that I think that what we're seeing in the White House, what we're seeing in the levels of power in this country, has to do with demonic activity, demonic possession, demonic control, demonic power. And the only way to, you know, fight fire is with fire. The only way to fight demonic powers is through spiritual forces, through the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. And the children of the devil, they know this. And that's why they want to keep the Christians blind and crippled. That's it for this week. May the God of peace bless your weekend. May you have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back next week. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program, Podcast 1360. KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez, have a great weekend.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.